From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Prolonged Exposure by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Prolonged Exposure. Chapter 1. The late afternoon sun angled across the sweep of the bunch grass prairie, casting harsh shadows around mesas and on the lowlands where arroyos cut the sand into fantastic patterns. The wind gusted fitfully, as if nervous about the clouds forming over the San Cristobal Mountains to the south along the Mexican border. With my eyes closed, I could watch the changing patterns of shape, color, and texture. I could even see where an aging pinyon clung in the loose, powdery soil on a distant rock outcropping. And I could see, in the shade under that pinyon, a sage ground squirrel, industriously sifting through the pinion nut hulls for one that held a morsel. The image was strong enough that I could smell the prairie and hear it, and even sitting there quietly in my chair, imagine that I could feel the ghostings of fine sand particles across my bare feet. The landscape would hold as long as I kept my eyes closed. If I opened them, I'd see the hedgerows that marked the back property line of my daughter's home. And beyond that, if I cared to get up and stroll across a quarter acre of manicured bluegrass, I would catch a glimpse of power lines and rooftops, an expanse of suburbia that stretched as far as I knew all the way back to Lake Huron. I had been sitting with a paperback novel open on my lap, head leaned back, eyes closed, soaking in the Michigan haze. The novel wasn't worth reading, but it was good for appearances. Otherwise, I sure as hell would have looked...